And welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'd like to send some thanks out as well to just a couple of the unions that support all of our programming here at the Union Edge. That includes the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO as well as the IBEW Local 5. We appreciate all their support. Now, up next, we have a story. Speaking of stories, StoryCorps. You may have heard of it. It's about public storytelling, allowing individuals to tell their personal stories. And there's an organizing effort that's been taking place with that organization. On the line, we have with us a staff representative from CWA, a local 1180, who's been involved with this effort, Lena Solo. Lena, thanks for coming on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we also have Justin Williams. He has worked with StoryCorps in Chicago. Justin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you both being on the program today. So very compelling story came out in The Nation back in July talking about your union efforts. Now, Justin, how long have you been with StoryCorps now?
I've been with StoryCorps for about a year and a half.
About a year and a half. Okay. And you've been, tell us a little bit about the work you do. And for those not familiar with StoryCorps, I mean, I'm a fan myself. I found myself sitting in the car with the engine running as I sit in a parking lot and listen to a rest of one of the stories that you guys have obviously have worked so hard to put out there for all of us to listen to. Tell us about what StoryCorps is.
Yeah, I'm glad to, and a lot of people do know us from our Friday broadcast where, you know, we definitely pull at the heartstrings and make our work more publicly accessible about many of the different people that we meet and are preserving their stories for in the Library of Congress. Our work kind of is most known for that public-facing side of broadcast, but our larger mission is to preserve the stories and experiences from that really look like the world we're trying to build, a just and compassionate one, as well as from Americans, everyday Americans that wouldn't otherwise have access to public media or to have their own story represented in media, I would say.
Well, and they are incredible stories. I can definitely attest to that. And that is certainly has to be a tribute to all the hard work that you guys are doing. Now, in terms of the hard work you've been doing at StoryCorps, you've been asking in recent months, I understand it was back in the spring, that you came forward asking for, you know, things like, I understand, wages, concern about maintaining diversity in the workplace. Tell us about what your concerns were in the workplace and how you brought that to the attention of the management there at StoryCorps.
Yeah, sure. So we are a national organization that is based in Brooklyn primarily, but also has satellite offices across the country, including where I'm at in Chicago, out in San Francisco, and also in Atlanta, as well as a team that moves around mobily to record stories. And we did make an effort for in earlier this year to our company to show that we actually had been talking among ourselves, thought that union representation would be best because of the plight of basically wage practices, unclear ways of what job descriptions were and the roles people were being shuttled into, and also precipitated by a large staff cut that happened at the end of late 2016. So some of the with that movement by management, a lot of the conversations that folks have had about their individual problems with the organization in terms of labor practices became more of a conversation. We wanted to have with one another to figure out how can we address this, and our answers were not satisfactory from just speaking directly with management. In fact, they weren't really noted in a way that we thought would create any change, and we decided having a platform, having representation, by CWA would be the best way to get some of these things addressed.
Now, I understand there that some of this kind of also occurred after there was an app that came out for people to record stories, and there was a feeling that that after that, if I understand correctly, the management started to ignore some of the concerns about all of you that are working hard to reach out to the community and allow people to feel comfortable to tell these very, very personal stories. And there's been a lot of pushback from management as well, correct, in terms of right in the workplace and talking to people why they shouldn't join a union. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, on both points. I would say this point about, you know, how was StoryCorps changed after the app was released is actually something I myself had to rely upon other employees to kind of speak to, and we actually did, in our organizing efforts, we did reach out to former employees to understand kind of better why they left and what mattered to them in terms of not only just the, you know, how the organization operated, but in terms of values as well. And so conversations like that did come up. And I think the second part of your question was just kind of the pushback from management. It was something that we were hoping to seek neutrality with, and they kind of took us the long road through challenging our petition to be formally recognized in front of the National Labor Relations Board, and that was a prolonged hearing that happened in June, and also was a prolonged fight that we had throughout the summer about who would be represented by the union. They did not want to agree with the people who we had spoken to and did want representation.
Now, I understand that the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, they did determine that you could move forward, correct? And you are moving forward with scheduling a vote at some point. Is that correct?
Actually, we actually had our vote earlier at the end of August, and the votes were counted in mid-September. And that was because they did rule in our favor that we could have a wall-to-wall unit, the one that we had petitioned for in the beginning. So we are glad that happened and saw that and that they agreed with kind of with our initial ask to be represented from wall to wall. So we won with a 83% margin.
Excellent.
And a lot of people are really happy in New York.
Okay, so where are you? Are you moving forward then at this point? Where do things stand in terms of you working with management?
Well, we are beginning that process now. You know, just last week we got the decision that's where, you know, we have to develop this new relationship. And that's something that a lot of our employees and fellow bargaining unit members have been keen about, thinking about what happens next. And from our mission statement to kind of our list of goals and grievances, it's all been very clear in terms of what we're asking for, and we're looking to start that new relationship. You know, management has said in the past that they were you know, anti-union but pro-contract, and we hope that they keep up that word, that they will be looking forward to move to signing a contract.
Well, very good. We wish you the best of luck with that, and we are coming to the end of our time, but there also is, you know, it's congratulate you on this. There is the larger issue too of the situations in nonprofits, where I understand you had this a little bit in, at least in your workplace, where you have a lot of enthusiastic people believing in the cause of the organization coming in and getting burnout and not necessarily being compensated, not necessarily having the resources they need in order to move forward successfully in their work. So it's great to see that you are challenging that in the workplace. It's larger than just StoryCorps. So how do people follow the ongoing story of what you're doing with StoryCorps?
Sure. And thank you for saying that as well, because a lot of the alumni we talked to have spoken about a union being necessary for some of them almost as 10 years ago, and they were just happy to see that people stayed at an organization and tried to make it better. And we've been working with other organizations that are either being already represented or looking for possible representation and by unions. And so we, through social media, at our StoryCorps union account, that's on Twitter, that's also on Facebook, have been able actually to bridge that void and to speak to other folks in similar situations, whether it's nonprofits or the media organizations. And people are seeing some of the same things everywhere. And until we change the market by actually unionizing, you know, it will continue.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing both there at StoryCorps and this larger issue. And, of course, we appreciate all the fantastic stories that you bring to us and bring to the Library of Congress with all the great work that you're doing. So thanks so much for coming on the program today. This is a worker here with StoryCorps in Chicago, Justin Williams. Justin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
As well as Lena Solo with CWA Local 1180. Thank you, Lena.
Thanks so much.
And this is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.